This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am in on January 27 regarding Vladimir, V-L-A-D-I-M-I-R, Christoph, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E. On the history of accident, the examinee was approximately 45 minutes late for the evaluation but was accommodated. Period of 9-8-06, he was restraining a client at work and reportedly injured both hands and wrists. Appeared to be seen orthopedically by Dr. Gross, G-R-O-S-S, on 9-19-06. Appeared at that time, he alleged two traumatic events at work while restraining children on 8-2-06 and 9-8-06. Appeared he had been seen at the hospital emergency room where x-rays showed no fractures. Period. Dr. Gross diagnosed sprain of both wrists and recommended MRIs. Period. An MRI of the left wrist was done on 9-20-06 and showed no discrete bony coma, muscular coma, or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. An MRI of the right wrist that same day showed segmental tendinopathy of the extensor carpal ulnaris tendon, but no other abnormalities. Period. Accordingly, comma, Dr. Gross had him continue with splinting and ordered physical therapy. Period. A cortisone injection was instilled to the left wrist on 9-27-06. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gross through 10-25-06 when he recommended hand surgical evaluation. Period. New paragraph on 11-13-06. Mr. Christoph came under the care of Dr. Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R. Period. He noted physical examination was relatively unremarkable, but he possibly had flexor carpi radialis tendonitis on the right with no evidence of ligamentous instability. Period. He saw no signs of deep veins on the left, and there was no wrist instability on the left. Pretty noted the MRI, which was essential and remarkable, did not correlate with his complaints. Pretty did not believe further testing was necessary at that point. Period. On 12-21-06, an MRI arthrogram of the right wrist was normal. Period. MRI arthrogram of the left wrist on 12-28-06 showed minimal bone bruise involving the lunate. Period. There was no evidence of ligamentous disruption or triangular fibro cartilage complex disruption. Period. On 1-8-07, Dr. Decker opined he did not see a surgically addressable situation. Period. He recommended a trial of returning to work at his regular occupation on 2-1-07. Period. Mr. Christoph returned to Dr. Decker on 4-23-07, stating he had been able to return to his regular duty. Period. However, he was still concerned about some residual symptoms. Period. Dr. Decker recommended a physiatric evaluation. Period. New paragraph on 5-2-07. He was seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Chan, C-H-A-N. Period. He diagnosed right wrist pain, possible flexor carpi radialis, tendonitis. period. A cortisone injection was instilled to that region, period. He followed up and remained symptomatic, period. On 6/18/07, Mr. Christoph was seen by yet another hand specialist named Dr. Maser, M-A-S-E-R, period. He found no evidence of flexor carpi radialis tendonitis, period. He suggested a repeat corticosteroid injection if he had recurrence or significant symptoms, period. In the meantime, he recommended treatment with a soft wrist support, period. He followed up with Dr. Chan through 7/11/07 when he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Brady did return to Dr. Chan again on 3/31/08 when his assessment was right wrist pain of unknown etiology, period. He suggested a functional capacity evaluation be performed. Period in paragraph, Dr. Brustein evaluated Mr. Christoph on 10/31/07, period. At that time, he offered an assessment of 5% permanent partial disability to the right hand and 5% permanent partial disability referable to the left hand, period. Mr. Christoph came under the care of yet another hand specialist named Dr. Barmakian. Period. He had the petitioner undergo another MRI of the right, MRI arthrogram of the right wrist on 3/7/08. Period. This was interpreted as normal, with no evidence of tear of the TFCC, common scapholinate, or lunotriquetral ligaments. Period. On 4/8/08, Dr. Barmakian commented that the injection given at the last visit provided only temporary relief. Period. He therefore recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 4/14/08, he performed arthroscopy of the wrist with repair of peripheral triangular fibrocartilage complex tear. The postoperative diagnosis was a peripheral triangular fibrocartilage complex tear of the right wrist. Period. Follow-up. I'm sorry, he was also placed in a cast. Period. Once this was removed, he also attended physical therapy. Dr. Barmakian cleared him to full duty effective 8/11/08. Period. This continued over the next few months through 11/3/08. Pretty was to return in December for reevaluation prior to discharge. Period in paragraph. Mr. Christoph was evaluated on 6/15/09 by Dr. Paharia, P-A-H-A-R-I-A. Period. He offered 5% permanent partial disability referable to the right hand, taking into consideration the arthrogram evidence of questionable TFCC tear treated with repair of the TCC. Pretty found no evidence of disability involving the statutory right arm or elbow. or any in the left upper extremity. Period. On 2-2-10, Mr. Christoph returned to Dr. Bormakian. With symptoms about his left wrist, period. He had pain when attempting to do push-ups, but was currently working at his regular job. Period, his left wrist that day were normal. Period, he was diagnosed with a left wrist sprain. Period. An MRI arthrogram of the left wrist was then done on 2-18-10. Period, it was again a normal study. Period. Dr. Bormakian discontinued splinting of the left wrist on 4-19-10 and recommended therapy. Period. On 7-19-10, it was noted he had not attended therapy. Period. He was advised to be compliant with attendance at therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. A cortisone injection was instilled to the radiocarpal joint of the left wrist on 10-14-10. Period. However, he remained symptomatic and they elected to pursue additional surgery. Period. New paragraph. On 11-23-10, Dr. Bormakian performed arthroscopy of the left wrist with synovectomy and debridement of partial scapholinate ligament tear, semicolon, open dorsal ganglion cyst excision. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was synovitis of the left wrist with partial scapholinate ligament tear and dorsal ganglion cyst. Period. He followed up postoperatively. Period. On 2-28-11, Dr. Bormakian noted he had not attended therapy the previous week due to having the flu. Period. He was clear to return to full duty as of 3-22-11. Period. However, he returned to the office on 3-21-11, and another cortisone injection was instilled. Period. He was then cleared for full duty effective 3-28-11. Period. As of 4-18-11, Dr. Bormakian deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement with respect to the left wrist. Period. New paragraph on 11-1-11. He was reevaluated by Dr. Paharaya. Period. At that time, he found no increase in permanency with respect to the 5% permanent partial disability at the right hand. Period. He did offer 5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory left hand. Period. On 1-18-12, he returned to Dr. Bormakian, complaining of persistent pain in the radial aspect of the right wrist and over the volar aspect of the scaphoid tuberosity. Period. At that time, he claimed this was the continuation of his previous right wrist injury that never completely resolved. Period. He was referred, scratched that hand, x-ray of the left wrist that day, scratched that of the right wrist that day, that showed an irregularity in the scaphoid tuberosity. But there was some calcification just proximal to that as well. Period, an MRI of the right wrist was done on 1-19-12. Period, there was marrow edema involving the volar aspect of the distal pole of the scaphoid. Period, there was small ossification adjacent which could represent a small avulsion injury or more likely a prominent bony protuberance. Okay, this should be correlated with plain radiographs, period. X-rays of the right wrist were done on 6/5/12. Okay, they showed a calcific density in the volar aspect of the wrist consistent with calcific tendonitis. Okay, there was also an irregularity of the scaphoid tuberosity. Okay, the rest of the examination was normal. Period. He continued to see Dr. Armakian on 6/29/12 when a cortisone injection was instilled to the right flexor carpi radialis tendon sheath. Period. He evidently was placed in a cast over the summer of 2012, period. On 11/21/12, Dr. Barmakian noted he was doing well and had returned to full duty status, period. Mr. Christoph is no longer receiving any active care, period. He does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter, period. Work history. This 31-year-old single black male was employed as a child care counselor for the insured, which is a residential facility. Pretty missed an unspecified amount of work as a result of his injury. Pretty now is self-employed as an independent contractor, also operating as a child care counselor. Pretty did not indicate whether he planned to be at his regular job in the coming 6 months. Pretty reluctantly admitted to working out with weights, but does so less now than he did before. Pretty past medical history, you can skip. Present complaints at the time of the current examination, Mr. Christoph complains of pain and decreased mobility at both wrists. Pretty does not have any swelling, numbness, tingling, or nocturnal awakening. Pretty usually wears wrist splints. Period. I evaluated the ones he had with him, and they appeared to be new and essentially unworn. Period. Overall, the symptoms are getting worse. Current medications alleviate on a daily basis. Physical exam. Under upper extremities, there was a T-shaped scar overlying the dorsal aspect of the left hand, and a longitudinal scar on the ulnar aspect of the right wrist consistent with the history of surgery as described. Apparently there was some prominence of the right ulnar styloid. Apparently there was no significant swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right wrist was to 55 degrees of flexion and the left wrist to 45 degrees, but was otherwise full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Any muscle test was 5-5 for resisted right wrist extension, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrist, elbow, there was an equivocally positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Circumferences, wrist on the right, 17.0, on the left, 17.0. Spine, cervical, normal. Impressions and analyses. On 9/8/06, Mr. Vladimir Christoph, 31-year-old male, reportedly injured the left and right wrist while restraining a client at work. Period, has undergone a protracted course of treatment and diagnostic workup. Period, the latter included numerous negative radiographic studies, including X-rays and MRI arthrograms of each wrist. Pretty nevertheless submitted to surgery on each wrist. Pretty has undergone various disability assessments, the most recent of which, when done by Dr. Paharaya, offered 5% permanent disability to each hand. Mr. Christoph remains in the workforce in a similar capacity to the one he held with the insurer, but now as a child care counselor in a self-employed fashion. Period. He tells me that he usually wears wristbands, but when I examine them, they appear to be virtually new. Period. New paragraph, the current examination, Mr. Kristoff found him to be well-muscled, consistent with someone who works out regularly with weights. Period. As you know, such activities are a common cause of wrist symptoms and abnormalities. Period. I believe this may have been a factor in Mr. Kristoff's overall presentation. Period. He had minimally decreased flexion of each wrist. Period. Fine and gross hand manipulation were intact. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Finkelstein's maneuver on the right was equivocally positive for decurvaneous tendonitis, but this did not comport with the location of his symptoms over the last several years. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were entirely negative at the wrists. Period. In paragraph, this case represents no more than 5% permanent partial disability to each of the statutory hands. Period. I will confirm that the last evaluation by Dr. Paharaya occurred after his latest surgery on the left wrist. Period. It is noteworthy that this procedure was done well after he left employment with the insured. Period. I suspect that his ongoing personal work activities and recreational activities contributed significantly to his recalcitrant and fairly intermittent symptoms about the wrists. Period. Accordingly, I cannot definitively attribute these assessments to the event of 9-8-06. Period. End.